It's not just about mastering technology. It's not just about brand or messaging. It's not just about making more money. It's about showing up in a big way so your people can find you. This is about bringing your most wild and authentic self into the hustle and grind. Welcome to Tactical Magic, a business strategies podcast for the warrior goddess entrepreneur.
Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Molly Mandelberg, your host, and I have a very magical and special guest today. Mariah Miller is a human design coach and trainer. For more than 15 years, she has helped people love their lives and bring out their best performance in their work. Mariah helps people create a career path or direction in life that they love, aligned with their purpose. She's a human design practitioner, board certified coach, and certified heart math trainer and coach with over 17 years of experience. With signature programs and methods like human design, BG5, career on purpose, and heart math, she has helped thousands of individuals feel better about their lives. Welcome, Mariah.
Thank you. Thanks, Molly. I am so, so thrilled to be here with you. I've had a little opportunity to work with you, and I've just been seeing so many things of you popping up on Facebook and other places. And you are such a warm person. You have this amazing blend of adventurism, creativity. It's an inspiration to see you work. So I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to have you here. And yeah, when we worked together, it was very inspiring to me as well. I've dabbled in human design a little bit. I've read some books. I've looked at my own chart. I've had a few readings. But what you're doing for spreading human design to the masses is really exciting to me because it's such a deep dive into who we are as individuals. And I just want people to get more of that. And for anyone who hasn't heard of it, to understand that it's a really amazing resource for self-awareness, for moving forward, for understanding our path and where we might not quite be on it. So would you just tell a little bit more around what human design is and how you see it really showing up and helping people?
Yeah, absolutely. So human design is this really interesting synthesis of these ancient wisdom systems that you've probably heard of, like astrology, the I Ching, that is the based on the Chinese Book of Changes, the Hindu chakra system, the Kabbalah, all these different wisdom systems put together. You know, every wisdom system in and of itself already gives you a lot of insight. But when we put these systems together, it comes up with this snapshot of you at this moment in time, the moment of your birth. And what it gives us is this deep insight, as you mentioned. And what I love about it is that it's really practical. So it gives you this real information that can help you make changes in your life and really make decisions easier so that you're really having the ability to shine.
So I know I'm a generator, and I know there's five different types of inside the human design. Could you go into a little bit of detail around what those are?
Absolutely. So that's actually one of the first things that I look at when I do a session with someone, because your type just gives you your information. And as a generator, what that means for you is that you're really here to do what you love in life. Like, that's your main purpose. And then you'll have your special specific purpose in what you're bringing into this world. But what you're here to do is do what you do. So that means that for you, the way that you bring in opportunities to you is just like you have this really warm, enveloping aura that just brings everything to you. And then you have this internal imams or this immediate knowing that when something is right for you or not. And that sometimes takes a little bit of time to play with, to get really clear on what that feels like for you. But you have this really, it's called like the easiest way to enlightenment, is when something is right for you or not, and what to use your energy for. Because when you do, your energy is going to just go. Like you're this Ferrari in front of this stoplight. And when you get the go, when the stoplight turns green, you're off and running, and everything is just, you're having this sense of satisfaction. Now, it doesn't mean that you get into stuff that might, you know, kind of slow you down or come up, but those things are interesting. Like you have the desire to work through them. Like you still keep that engine going. You know, so that's how the generator works. And then there's manifesting generator. That's a little bit different. Manifesting generator also has this like energy that really is waiting for that moment for go. But the manifesting generator tends to go a little fast, almost a little too fast. You know, they tend to be a little impatient. And so when I do a reading with people about being a manifesting generator, they recognize that, you know, the moment that someone calls them and says, hey, you want to go out for dinner? And you haven't even, you know, hung up the phone, you're already at the door, ready to go out. And then at the door, there is this moment that just stops you and says, wait, do I really want to do this? And the tendency is, because you've already said you were going to go, to just go ahead and do it. And you would just recognize that, gosh, you know what, I'm really too. So it's a different way in how you recognize your energy. You still have that go, but you have to have that little moment of pause. Now, then there is the manifester. And the manifester, they are really here to make life happen. They're not waiting for them, like most of the human design types, but the manifester is the one who is out there. They're doing it. They're not waiting for permission. They're just into it. They're usually too busy to actually take all these courses because they're out there living life, you know? Mm-hmm. The thing with the manifester is their energy is so like, just get out of my way. I want to do it. That can sometimes build up a lot of resistance because people just... Let me just say it in this way. In general, people don't really like change or really here to create change. So if a manifestor is going their way, the people around them are like, wait, hold on, what's happening? And it gets a little uncomfortable for them. So that's where the resistance comes from. So if a manifestor takes the opportunity to say, hey, listen, I am just going to do this project and you'll see me doing these and these things, but don't worry, it's going to be cool. It's going to be great. Then everything will just ease up. And everybody else knows, oh, this is just, you know, this person at play. Everything is moving fine. I don't have to worry. So that's the manifestor energy. Then there is the projector. And projector energy is very different. So the projector is here to be a guide. The projector is here to be recognized and seen. You know, as a projector, there is this wisdom, this ability to really look into people, to really get an idea of this is what that person is about. This is the skills, the strengths, the qualities that this person can bring in. And this is how they can be, you know, used in this particular project, for instance. So as a projector, because they have this really, you know, deep inside, they have this energy that really just goes deeply into someone. And if you're not welcome to that, if you're just standing there, you're having a conversation with a friend, someone comes up to you and they're just like really just pinpointing their energy onto you, it gets really uncomfortable. So people feel like, whoa, deer in the headlight, that is too much for me, you know? But when someone recognizes a projector as, oh, wow, that is a really interesting person, I'd love to talk with you, then that information or that energy, that intention is invited. So one of my clients actually is a projector. And she, is it okay if I share an example about this?
Yes, please.
I'm assuming it is. Okay, perfect. So one of my clients, a projector, had moved from a state to a completely different state, meaning that she had to create a whole new business network. And her business network, you know, it meant for her needed to go to network meetings. She found out that just by going out and up to people, she said, you know what, I would get this deer in the headlight look from people. They would get kind of uncomfortable with me. And I would just work the room. I would just really put everything, you know, into getting to know all these different people. And at the end of the day, I'd be exhausted and it would take me several days to recover. So when we started working with what it's like for her to be a projector and having this energy, she realized that, wait, energy actually speaks volumes, because the projector energy is like this person who is really interesting to other people, but you need to give it a chance to kind of, you know, people to get like woken up to it. Now what she does, but she stands at like the food table or, you know, near the drinks, and she just watches the room. And inevitably, after those few moments where it gets really uncomfortable because you're just standing there by yourself, you know, people come to her, have far fewer conversations with people, but the quality and the viability of the connections that I create is so much more potent. She's totally rebuilt her business because of it. So It's really recognizing how it works best. Now, the last type is the reflector, which is the most special type. There's less than 1% of reflectors in the world. You know, in previous lifetimes, you know, many, many years ago, this was the person who would sit at the top of the hill and who would have this overview. They would be sitting, meditating, and, you know, different people would climb up the hill and ask for advice. That's a reflector. Of course, nowadays, life is not like that. So there are reflectors who are business owners who, you know, really work hard in business, and they can be really successful. But one successful business owner that I worked with realized through how his energy works is that he needs to take time to make decisions, which in our day and age can be uncomfortable, right? Because you have to make the deal right now because otherwise it's gone. And he has just recognized, hey, this is not for me. I make my decisions in my own time. I just sit and I watch everything. I see how everything is happening. I see how things are unfolding. I see and I talk at the same time and I hear how I think about it, how other people think about it. He says it's a longer process, but everything is just falling into place so much easier. And he recognizes that he really needs a lot of time for himself to be able to make those decisions. But he's doing really, really well with that. So it's in those different types, really different way in how you use your energy best. And when you do, when you know what works best for you, it just goes so much easier. So I'm actually curious about you because you know that you're a generator. So how has it worked for you?
Yeah, I definitely find that I would say I'm completely dedicated to doing what I want to be doing. And it's a lot more difficult for me to, it's interesting because for clients, I will show up really big and I will do whatever is needed to make their projects work and make their businesses run more smoothly. But that's because I've sort of taken it on as my project when I'm working with a client. Whereas if somebody else is bringing their project to me and just wanting me to handle it, I don't have the same commitment to it, I guess. I don't have the same investment in it or someone else's journey unless I've somehow really engaged with that person. I don't really take it on. I'm always focused on what do I want to be doing. And for the same thing, like a manifesting generator getting that phone call of do you want to go out? I really sit with do I want to go out or am I more happy doing what I'm doing here right now?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah, excellent.
My own drive is always the forefront of my thing. Not to be selfish, but it is kind of selfish in that that's where my energy is most useful or productive or alive, I guess.
Yeah. So you're talking about selfish. And the way that I look at that is that, you know, we're not here to suffer. You know, we've not been put on this earth to suffer. We're really here to be able to shine our brightest light. And you know what? At this time, our world so needs. So the way that I see this is that the more aligned that you are with your design, the more you're able to actually shine that light that the world needs to get out of, you know, the big dump that we've, you know, created for ourselves. And it's really, you know, that's why it's become so important for me to share human design in a much bigger way than I have in the past, because we really need everybody to step up now.
Yeah.
And this is just this is such a powerful way to really get a deep insight and get a deep compassion about yourself, because very often we have these voices in the back of our minds that are not as kind as we'd like to be to other people, truthfully. But when you're getting to know your human design, you recognize, wait, hold on, I'm actually not that bad of a person. You know, one of my clients, she has this this particular gate, we call it, this particular configuration, that's all about, she is a person who creates new things. She does new things all the time, but it doesn't mean that she actually has to complete things. Now, do you know how wrong she's been made over the years that you never complete anything? And for her to recognize that, wait, I only have to create new things and then I hand it off to other people and they'll run with it and they'll do with it what, you know, what needs to happen. And then I can go on to do what I do best. I mean, when I told her that, she started crying. It was such like a relief for her to hear that. Like, wow, I can finally really do what I need to do. And her business has taken off because of that, you know?
Yeah.
Because she finally can get, instead of that, I should be doing X, Y, Z. So, yeah.
I love that. Okay. But I also wanted to ask, because people who are used to looking up their horoscope from their zodiac sign, or who are even familiar with their birth chart and knowing what, you know, what constellations their planets were in when they were born, they look up their human design and they see this like map of so much information that can be really overwhelming. Can you just go into a little bit about what that diagram is and people can easily search human design chart and see an image of that. We can also, we're going to be linking them to your website on this podcast, but I'd love to just explain a little bit more about all the gates and channels and things like that.
Yes. So a visual description on an audio, huh? That's awesome. So I love the human design chart that gets created, because in human design, we don't just take the birth information at the moment of the birth. We actually do an additional calculation of about 3 months before birth. So that information together then creates this picture. You can see, just imagine yourself a mandala that is surrounded by the planets, as well as the zodiac signs of astrology. And then the larger circle around it are the numbers, or the gates that we call them, of the chart that connect to the hexagrams of the I Ching. So as I mentioned earlier, we first have the hexagrams of the I Ching, then we have the zodiac signs, the different planets, and then in the center is this figure that is then created that is really the depiction of you, that has a number of triangles and squares that are connected in different ways. And depending on your birth information is how things are filled in. So you may see, what I find fascinating is just a huge variety of different charts. You can see charts where almost everything is colored in. And what that means is that person in this lifetime has real specific ways in how they express themselves. It's really specific in how they always react to things in the exact same way. There is solidity in that, and there is a certain security in that, to be able to rely on yourself in those ways. And it can also feel a little restrained in certain areas, right? Because there's not many possibilities or different ways in which you can be. Just, this is how you operate, this is who you are. Well, excuse me, and then there are charts that are very much white, or maybe even completely white. And when you have a lot of white in your chart, it gives you this opportunity to really experience different things in life and become really wise in how you learn to use that particular area of your lifetime. So for instance, there is an area about health, and how do you deal with health? Do you really pay attention to what you eat and how you sleep and if you work out? Or are you just more of a person that, hey, I'm just going about my life, I don't bother with that, I'll just go to the doctor maybe once a year if necessary. So there is different ways in how each area of your life shows up for you and how you get to play with that. So if you're familiar with astrology and your astrological chart, you will know about the different configurations, and this is how you show up in life. Human design has that too, and it gives you also this opportunity to recognize in how you can, I almost want to say, make slight changes into the expression of that, so you can really show your highest version of yourself. I hope that makes somewhat sense.
Yeah,
without
totally.
Being able to actually show.
Yeah, and in my experience, when I've had my chart read by a professional and by you, there's something, first off, so validating about understanding that the ways we show up and the ways we interact with other people and the things that we have, like, maybe discounted as being our natural strengths and abilities, are written on the chart, and that are actually, able to be acknowledged as something real about you that maybe not everybody has. And on the alternate side, the things that we've been judging are about ourselves, or feeling like, why can't I just be like other people in this area? Recognizing that those aren't where our strengths lie is almost like permission to let go of that as something you should be or should have a capacity for. Even just, why do some people network like that and that doesn't work for me? It's because you need to be the one standing by the table waiting for people to come to you. And that's where your energy is most dynamic and alive. There's something so permissive, something so, giving about having that awareness and having a professional tell you, look, it's all written down right here about you. Now play to that strength and show up like that, and it's going to work better. There's also one side of that that I learned after messing around in one of the books, which is where your chart is lit up and where you have those channels or gates open, the places that the charts of other people in your lives line up with, that's where your relationship is sort of based on. Would you say more about that?
Yes. Well, that is really one of my deep fascinations with human design. So I take human design, not just with individual people, but then with partnerships and even in businesses, because you can see really how your chart connects to another chart. You know, we all have those experiences that with some people you just click, right? You immediately have that rapport and you feel great, and you just talk about everything. And with other people, there is this, you just don't know what it is, but there is this resistance and you just can't think straight, or when you talk to them, everything becomes jumbled. And, you know, it's really interesting to then put those charts together and see, oh, that's where that is. You know, when I met my husband, I actually said, okay, give me your birth information before we go any further. I really wanted to make sure that I knew that this was going to be worth it, you know. so you have that with partnerships, that you really attract the other people where you're not filled in, as you said, where your chart is undefined. And you can really play to those strengths together. And you can also see where are those areas for growth together, and where do you connect really easily together, you know, so that when you have issues come up within your relationship, and we all do, I mean, that's life, right? That's our relationship, that you know how you can navigate those. You know, one of the really quick things between my husband and I was that I recognized that the way that his, you know, configuration in his chart is that he really likes to share about things that he knows. And for me, I less share, but I'm a really good listener. So that works really well. But one thing that I really need in my chart, and that's not in his chart, is that I need touch. You know, just I'm standing in the kitchen, just walk by me and touch my back. You know, just put your hand on my shoulder so I know you're there and we're connected. Those are really important moments for me, and he's really not like that. So sometimes I just need to tell him, hey, I just need a hug right now. Mm-hmm. You know, can you just give me a hug? And that is then for me the moment that I feel acknowledged within the relationship. Okay, everything is good. Now we can go on from there. Just knowing these little things are huge, just really make big differences.
Yeah.
Cool for you to bring that up.
I love that. So there's an amazing offering you have. Would you tell us more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I offer people to get their free chart. And with your free chart, you will also receive two different little videos on recognizing what your type is, so you can start practice with that. Because with everything human design, I always say, you know, it's great information, but don't just take it for granted, or like, don't just take it as a law or as is, start playing with it. So with that in that little video, you will also learn about how you will use your energy best and how to make decisions that are right for you. And most importantly, I'll get you another video too, which is about relationships. And it's one of the aspects in relationships that every relationship has, and how you with your chart can recognize how to best manage that particular aspect. And the way to get to that is if you go to my website, and that's www.connectingnewdots.com/freechart. And that will get you to the page where you can fill in your birth information. And it will ask you for your date, place, and time of birth. That's really important. If you don't know the exact time, just do it, I think I was born in the morning, I think it was at night, but just give me an estimate. Of course, the more specific your chart will be, but it will give you at least an idea to start playing with.
I love it. And I found out about human design a few years before I met you, but when I worked with you the first time, I was so excited to hear that you're doing this, because you can go a lot of places online and find your human design chart, but as soon as you get it in your inbox, you're overwhelmed with how much information there is and how it's really not very easy to scratch the surface on understanding all of that data on your own. And I did a lot of research and book buying and reading about it. So the fact that you give people not just their chart, but the first two things to start looking at around that is such an amazing resource. It's so valuable to start getting into the greater understanding of who you are and how you operate and how you interact. And I love that you offer that as your free gift. It's such an amazing deep dive. And
thank you again. Yeah. The more people, the more people really live in alignment with who they are, the more we just all get to live in a world that we really want to live in. So.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just about us. It's about the grander scheme, and that vision and mission is so beautiful. Before we go, is there anything just like a last core message or any story you want to share about how this work has changed your life personally?
Well, yes, the way that it's changed my life was, again, don't just take this information, but really practice it. I think that that is the most important thing. When I got to human design, I had a reading, and I thought, just like you, that it was fascinating. But I was in the middle of a divorce, so I had a lot of life happening at the same time. And what I found was, as my resources started dwindling, you know, I had to take care of my two little girls, and I needed to find a job because I didn't have income. So my savings were dwindling. I was trying to find a job. And at that time, I finally said, okay, let me use this information that I've learned about myself. And really shortly, things started to change. So I found a job. Within 1 month, I got a 20% raise. Within 3 months, I actually became the director of that department, which, you know, not only did I get to do what I really loved, because again, I'm a generator, it also almost doubled my initial salary. I also met a new man. And very shortly after, we were engaged. And just this December, we just married, married for 13 years now. So it works. It really works, but you got to use it. You know, it's not just like something interesting that you can put in your back pocket, but really play with it. And you'll just find just how amazing it can be.
Wow.
So that's what I hope for everybody.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow. Talk about a testimonial for the work. That's amazing. I love it. Thank you so much, Mariah. And for anyone who's listening, that link will be available on the page about this podcast. So you can go to wildheartsriseup.com/podcast, or again, connectingnewdots.com/freechart. Thanks for listening. And thanks for joining me, Mariah. This was truly amazing.
Thank you, Molly. It was such a pleasure. I really appreciate you.
Thanks for tuning into Tactical Magic. To find out more, please visit our website, wildheartsriseup.com. Be sure to take a second and subscribe to the show, and come back next week for another edition of Tactical Magic.